finally, this hour, we sadly have to wrap up our summer song series. We've been hearing personal stories inspired by songs of summertime from lots of musicians and from lots of you. Today, two listeners share memories of music overheard.
I'm Scarlett Hepworth. I live in Oakland, California. I was a little girl in Salt Lake City, Utah, and this was the summer of 1958, and I would have been 5 then. My parents were musicians, and my dad was a jazz musician, and my mother was a classical musician, and we never listened to the radio, but I had three teenagers that lived next door to us, and they listened to the radio, and there was this song called Big Man by the Four Preps.
Yesterday, but boy, you ought to see me now. Oh, well, I talked big yesterday, but boy, you ought to see me now.
And I had never heard pop music, I don't think, before that time, and it was the most delicious and wonderful, exciting thing I have ever heard. And I used to hang out in our backyard or leave the windows open in our house so I would just by chance hear it coming over the radio.
Those bragging words that you were mine, of that there was no doubt.
What do you think you were hearing when you were 5 years old listening to that music coming over the fence?
You know, I had this strange sensation that I was doing something kind of naughty. Because this was something I didn't hear in my house, and so I thought, ooh, maybe I'm not supposed to be listening to this.
If you will just forgive me, dear, I'll never break another vow.
You know, it's interesting to think about the notion that certain kinds of music would be beyond your reach, because now everything is within reach. You know, two clicks on the computer and you've got everything you need right there.
Yeah, I tell you, kids growing up today who can just have it right away don't really know what it was to have to wait and wait and wait for a song to come over the air. It was a wonderful experience to have that finally. Oh, there it is, there it is, that's my song.
Or to have it come over the fence.
Or have it come or through a window or over the fence, yeah. I think the time just stood still when I heard that song. I would stop whatever I was doing and I was just transfixed.
My name is Alice Schechter. I live in Brooklyn. My summer song is Sherry or Sherry Baby by the Four Seasons.
Sherry, can you come out tonight?
The year was 1962, and I was about 14 years old. My friends and I, my cousins, anyone who was around, we would often walk to Manhattan Beach, which was maybe 2 miles, 2.5 miles, something like that. And one day we set out, and I had bought new sandals. You know, within a few blocks, they were killing me. They had cut into my ankles. I had blisters. It was a total mess.
Why don't you come on? Come
on. To my twin party.
By the time I got to the beach, I had taken my shoes off and was carrying them. And we get to the edge of the beach, and we have a long way to walk on very, very hot sand. And I decided to basically hop from beach blanket to beach blanket. And every blanket had a transistor radio. And every radio was playing Sherry Baby. And it just had that soaring summer sound. It felt like the whole beach was just pulsing with that song.
Do you remember at all what you were thinking as you were hearing that song?
We were looking forward to a day at the beach, and I was wondering if Kenny Greenberg was going to like me, and, you know, did I look a little fat in my bathing suit? I'm sure. I'm sure that's what I was thinking.
How did it work out with Kenny?
Well, actually, the next time we went to the beach, he hooked up with my cousin, and I was upset for a long time. But I ended up doing okay.
That was Alice Schechter of Brooklyn. We also heard from Scarlett Hepworth of Oakland, California. And thanks to all the listeners who sent us their summer song stories. You can find more musical memories of summer at the new npr.org.